talking today to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We're talking to Kari Erasmus, who's one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking about eating a balanced diet and managing portion sizes. Kari, good morning. Welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for chatting to us. And let's get straight into it. What do typical South African diets look like today? And, you know, we're not the best eaters sometimes, so this is going to be quite interesting.
Yes. So, unfortunately, urbanization has dramatically altered our eating habits. We are consuming more processed and fast foods, sugary drinks and refined carbohydrates. Fresh fruits and vegetables are taking a back seat, and convenience foods and takeaways are becoming the norm. So it's very unfortunate, because traditional cuisine is giving way to Western style diets, which are higher fatty meats, saturated fats, salt, sugars, but low in essential nutrients.
Right, right. And what are the healthy eating guidelines for South Africans?
So in South Africa, the National Department of Health have adopted a food-based dietary guideline approach, which means that the guidelines focus on improving our current eating habits rather than just meeting nutrient requirements. This is because in developing countries like South Africa, we know that not everyone has access to healthy foods, and it can be a challenge to acquire healthy foods, whether that's for financial reasons or the food environment that we're in. So our guidelines are there to prioritize practical, achievable changes.
Well, that makes sense. And, you know, we've got all kinds of socioeconomic conditions in our country that makes things difficult. But what are the components of the South African FBDGs?
Yes, so the 11 food-based dietary guidelines touch on different food groups to ensure that you get lots of different nutrients, because no single food provides all the necessary nutrients. So this is also why once you try and include lots of different food groups in their daily diet. Mm-hmm. So just touching on the specific guidelines, guideline 1, 2, 3 addresses eating a variety of foods, being active, making starchy foods part of most meals. Then guideline 4 to 5 says that you should enjoy plenty of veggies and fruits daily and include dry beans, split peas, lentils, and soya. Guideline 6 to 7 says have milk, mass, or yogurt daily and choose fish, chicken, lean meat, eggs. And then guideline 8 to 11 talks about drinking lots of clean water, using fats sparingly, so choosing vegetable oils, and limiting sugar and salt.
Right, right. And now how do we manage portion sizes?
Yeah, so it's great to enjoy food and share meals, but eating too much can lead to weight gain and then increase your risk for obesity, diabetes, or heart disease. So the focus is really to have a balanced plate of food and not, for instance, too much starch or fatty foods. So we recommend trying to portion your plate according to the healthy plate model. So you imagine your plate divided into three parts. Half of your plate would be non-starchy veg like broccoli, cabbage, tomato, spinach. Then a quarter would be high fiber starches like brown rice, whole wheat pasta, sweet potato, butternut. And then the other quarter would be your lean protein, like your chicken, your tin fish, your lean meat, your lean red meat, your game meat, and soya.
Okay.
Then you can also add a small portion of healthy fats like nuts and seeds and avo. And then very importantly, if you do still feel hungry, it's better to increase the portion of the non-starchy veg instead of the fatty or the refined carbohydrate foods.
Right, right. And what are the serving sizes for these particular food groups?
So a recommended serving size is the amount of food you should eat during a meal or snack. They are guides, whereas the actual amount that you eat is called your portion. Research actually shows that South Africans tend to consume very large portions, leading to weight gain and diseases. So a standard serving size of protein, for example, is about 80 to 120 grams. Starch, it's half a cup cooked, so that would be your rice or your mealie-pap. And then half a cup cooked veggies is also a serving size. And for fruit, it's one medium fruit.
Okay. Cori, do you have any other eating or other healthy eating tips, should I say?
Yes, of course. So first of all, start by eating slowly, savoring flavors and paying attention to your hunger cues. We live in a world where there's lots of distractions like TV, phones, so we don't always pay attention, and we're not eating mindfully. So start by eating slowly and paying attention when you eat. Then also a single canned soft drink contains about 9 to 12 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
So yeah, instead of drinking that, keep a water bottle with you throughout the day. The aim is to try and get to 2 liters of water. And then just start small. Make one healthy change per week. For example, just adding an extra serving of salad or veggies will already make a difference.
Right, right. Just going back to that soft drink for a moment. And I mean, the whole sugar thing comes up time and time again on, you know, when you start talking diets and whatnot. But just confirm that between, what was it, 8 and 12 teaspoons in every...
Yeah, so a 340ml canned soft drink, obviously it would depend on the exact brand, but it more or less contains 9 to 12 teaspoons of sugar.
9 to 12. Now, just by way of, and I mean, I'm just listening to this, and it's actually quite scary, because you wouldn't take even 9, let alone 12 teaspoons of sugar and put them into a cup of coffee, for instance.
Yes.
And you just wonder how, you know, it's just amazing how that sugar is getting into the soft drinks and literally how bad it is for you if you drink it in any kind of quantity.
Yes, exactly. And most likely, I think a lot of South Africans are even having more than one can per day. So, yes, unfortunately, with urbanization and the food environment that we are in now, we are seeing highly palatable processed foods with lots of added sugar and salt. And that's also why it's so important to read your food labels. You'll see in the ingredient list that products are listed in order of quantity. So whichever comes first will mean that's that product is the highest.
Right.
So if sugar is listed first or second, then it means that product has lots of sugar in there.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty scary. And, you know, you just need to look around and you'll see the results of those bad diets in our communities. But Cori, where can listeners go to for more information? Because the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material available.
Yes, definitely. So we have a list of Heartmark approved products, which is the Heartmark logo that we have showcased on product that tells the consumer that this product is lower in sugar, salt, and fat. And that list is on our website. We also have a collection of recipe book on our website, and that is at www.heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. Cori, thank you very, very much. Thanks for taking time to chat to us today, and stay healthy.
Thank you. You and the listeners as well.
Thank you very much there. Thanks for chatting today. And that's Cori Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And this chat will be on our website later on today and also on the channels of the Heart and Stroke Foundation.